closer to where we happen to be now. Our Youth Expression Showcase begins. Each week, we do our best to try to bring you authentic self-expression from youth in the area. And today, we have a really talented singer who also accompanies herself on some of the selections that she plays. One thing I've heard about Hope Savasta is that she has such a range of pieces that she plays, ranging from Celtic to folk to opera and other forms of music that she sings. And her first selection is about to be heard, after which we'll get a chance to meet from 84 Pennsylvania, Hope Savasta.
A time for us, someday there'll be, when chains are torn by courage born of a love that's free. A time when dreams so long denied come flourish as we unveil the love we now must hide. A time for us, and last to see a life worthwhile for you and me, and with our love through tears and thorns we will endure as we pass surely through every storm. A time for us, someday there'll be a new world, a world of shining hope for you and me.
Hope, you have a beautiful voice. It's nice to meet you. You're 11. Where are you going to school?
I'm actually homeschooled. I'm in PA Cyber.
And what grade are you going into?
Sixth.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. And your parents are out there. Is there anybody else you would like to say hello to?
Yes. I'd like to say hello to all my family and friends.
Well, terrific. How long have you been singing?
For about 2 years.
And are you taking lessons?
Yes, I'm taking lessons from New Rock Center. And it's in, Peters Township.
Who's the name of your teacher?
Alyssa.
Or I should say, what is the name of your teacher?
Yeah.
So what got you interested in learning how to sing as beautifully as you sang?
Oh, thank you. But what really got me interested is myself. It all started when I was at school. There was this Christmas pageant, and I wanted to perform in it, and that's how I got started, and I ended up loving what I do.
Yeah, you're really very, very talented. Have you thought about singing professionally as you get older?
Yes, yes.
And what kind of role do you think you would play singing? Because there's so many directions you can go into.
Well, I'd love to sing opera when my vocal cords are developed. And the reason for that is because I love that type of music. It's just so peaceful to me. And it's my favorite. It's awesome.
That's great. How did you learn so much about opera?
Well, I was actually, with my vocal teachings, I started classical music, which is a little bit different from opera. And when I started singing classical music, my teachers explained about opera, and then I listened to Classical QED 89.3, and every Saturday they have opera playing on there, and so I just loved to hear it. And then I just figured, well, if I'm starting classical music, Maybe I can go into opera because I just love it.
That's really terrific. Have you been to an opera?
No, not yet. Unfortunately, no.
Well, hopefully you'll get the chance to do that. I'm sure you will. There's so many other things I want to ask you, but I think first we'll make sure that we get to another song. Okay. Now, that was a time for us, which was
Romeo and Juliet.
Such a beautiful song. What would you like to do next?
Well, now I'm going to sing Call Romeo Ben, and I'm going to play accompanying myself on the piano.
Terrific. And as you get ready, I'll just go ahead. I'll just mention you're listening to Hope Savasta. She's 11, and Harold's from 84, Pennsylvania. And here she is again. Hope, that was beautifully done, Hope Savasta.
And, thank you.
You have no idea who's listening when you're on the radio. Believe it or not, you were just heard at a bluegrass festival in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where Rick of Monroeville, Rick, it's nice to hear from you. He's been listening to the Saturday Light Brigade for 35 years. Wow. 34 years there.
Wow.
I don't feel nearly as old. But he's been around with us since 1978. And today he's at the Gettysburg Bluegrass Festival and is listening with some new friends. And we'll try to get to your requests a little later, Rick. But he's there with Sam, Bill, Jess, Bob, Giselle, and McQueen. They're all listening together out in Gettysburg, and I'm sure there are other people listening too. In fact, if you're tuned in and want to send Hope a message, you can go to Instant Input on our website, slbradio.org. If you type something in, I'll make sure it gets relayed to me so I can relay it to her. It must be hard to, well, is it hard to play and sing at the same time?
It is very difficult, but it's fun.
How did you learn to do it?
From my teacher, my vocal teacher, which is also my piano teacher. So that worked out really well. So she taught me how to play and sing, but it's very difficult because you have to think about the piano piece and also you have to think about the vocalist side of things, and it's kind of like, ah. But it's fun.
I'm curious, before you do your next song, what else do you like to do for fun?
Well, I love to write. My writing short stories is one of my hobbies. And usually I write a lot when school starts, and yeah.
What are the stories you write, do they conform to a particular style, or is there a way you like to write?
Well, excuse me. Well, with school, sometimes they'll ask me to write a persuasive essay or to write an informational or whatever they want me to write about. And I will, but I'll add my own style to it.
That's great. And how would you describe your style?
Creative, zany, unique.
Well, it'd be fun to have you come down and read some things you wrote sometimes. Have you thought of combining the two and writing a song?
Well, no, I haven't.
It's different to do that.
Yeah.
Have you another song for us? What would you like to play?
Yes, I do. But this time, I'll just be playing the piano, and I'll be playing Verlies by Ludwig van Beethoven.
And I think you'll recognize this song. If you don't know it yet, you'll recognize it once you hear it. Here again, 11-year-old Hope Savasta at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was so well done, and that's not an easy song to play, and it's not easy to play live on the radio, and it's not easy to play on a piano you've never played before, and because they're all a little different, and you sound great, Hope.
Oh, thank you.
You really, it's so clear that you just love what you're doing,
Yes,
and,
I do.
And that you like learning. At least you strike me as somebody who really likes to learn.
I do.
Do you have any role models?
Well, actually, I do have one, but his name's Jesus. He's my Heavenly Father, my best friend, and he really, really encourages me to do what I do, and I'm just following his plan.
Well, that's good. You're a very confident person with a lot of poise, and you just play and sing so beautifully. Now, we have time for one more.
Okay.
But before we get to that, I want to be sure if there's anybody else you wanted to say hello to, that you have a chance to do that, or anything else that you wanted to say in general.
Okay. Well, hello to everyone who's listening to me. have a good morning.
Perfect. And I know your parents are so proud of you. They're out there listening and enjoying it from sort of a concert hall perspective. What would you like to finish up with, Hope?
Well, my final song, I'm going to do Somewhere Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz a cappella.
Now, do you know right above our heads, we can't see it, but in the floor above us in the museum, there's a Wizard of Oz exhibit right now?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Do you like the Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Well, we'll get you a pass if you guys have time so you can go up and take a look at the exhibit because it's up there and Judy Garland is up there singing. But
that's awesome.
I don't know. We may have to get this recording of you up there to sing instead. So once again, here's Hope Savasta.
Okay.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found. Leading from your windowpane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rain. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and those dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and those dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Beautifully done. Thank you, Hope Savasta. From 84, Pennsylvania. Evan Harris is going to be performing in just a moment as our Youth Expression Showcase continues as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square.